Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for living.
A worship dance that was a little bit more groovy. So for those out there that's got rhythm, these students will teach you this if you'd like. You know, we just don't want you to hurt yourself. But we did team up with other students and teach this dance, and those students actually went and taught students in their youth groups. It wasn't just one youth group we connected with. It was multiple youth groups in St. Lucie County. I always want to get St. Lucie and Citrus County mixed up. But they were able to minister. Not only that, but they actually did this dance in the water on the beach with people coming in and watching. So we ministered abroad. And so just worship with them as they worship in a song called Set a Fire. Start a Fire. Got to get that one right. And they'd love for you to clap along out there. Amen. And that's exactly what they did, starting a fire and carried a fire. And we're going to have some come and give testimonies. I know many of them want to give testimonies, but we don't have enough time tonight. But I do want to just give a dialogue. We've seen, I would say, definitely 15-plus souls come to Christ. And that wasn't just in the church. Some are going to share stories of how we invaded a mall with other students and showed them how they shed their light inside of a mall. And we did a beach invasion, how we shared advertisement of how to invite someone to church, and just some really creative outside the box that even stretched ourselves. And I do want to just highlight on a few things. I want to thank everybody that helped. I know Vicky, and I know I'm going to miss all those that helped with different drama props, building. Thank you so much. and all the behind scenes and all those that help fundraise to send this team over. Every dollar you spend, I believe God's going to return. Amen. So with that, I do want to highlight three students. The first lady that's coming, and Dallas, you can come on up. Dallas shared her personal testimony there, put us all in tears. And then another night, Lauren Reed shared her testimony and shared about bullying that really broke the house down. And I think freed a lot of young ladies there. And then we also had Terrence Council shared his testimony about being able to break the odds. And I'm telling you, it was just very influential and impacted many lives. But I'm going to get out of the way and let Miss Dallas Judy. Now, if you see me kind of stomp up here, I gave him a time limit so we can get everybody through tonight. So, Dallas, share what God did, what you've seen.
So this experience, this is actually my first mission trip. So it was, like, really exciting. I was, like, I could not wait till I, like, I was just so hyped up. I'm like, yes, my first mission trip. Woo, woo. You know, like, let's go. Lord Jesus, you know, do something. So I was, like, constantly in prayer. I was constantly doing stuff, you know. Like, God, use me. And so we went to the mall one of the days. And actually, I couldn't believe that it actually turned out the way it was, because I had been praying for so many weeks, God, use me. And then, what did he do? Of course he used me. And we were in Forever 21. And some of your older people, you might not know what that is. It's just a young kid's store, okay? We were in there, and I didn't purchase anything. But I ran into a girl, and for some reason, God really, like, laid her on my heart. I looked at her, and I just, for some reason, was moved with compassion. Like, I could just feel everything she was feeling, like, all her pain, all of her hurt, like, everything that she was going through, but I didn't know why, like, what it was. I didn't know what it was. So I just kind of, like, you know, moseyed on over to her, and I was like, hey, how's it going? My name's Dallas, you know. I'm with my youth group and yada yada, and what's your name? Her name was Ashley, I believe, and she was my age, and so I was like, oh, cool, we're with our youth group, and I was just wondering if you had any prayer requests. And she was like, she looked at me like, who are you coming up to me asking me for prayer requests? Are you crazy? And I was like, oh, God, help me. And I was like, okay. And I said, she's like, no, like, I'm not going to talk to you. Like, why would I tell you? And I was like, okay, then, it was nice meeting you. Let me walk away. And I walked over. We left the store and everything, went to Starbucks, and I was sitting down, and I was talking to my friend Raquel, and I was so bummed. I was so, so bummed. I was just like, God, I failed you. Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do now? I can't do anything right. Oh, my gosh. And as I was complaining, God does that thing that he does where he just kind of slaps you in the face, and next thing I know, she walks right beside me as I'm sitting down. She, like, walks. Literally, I'm sitting right here on the edge of the aisle, and she walks right past me. And Raquel looks at me, and she's like, this is your chance. Go. And I was like, okay, you know. So I threw my stuff down, and I started walking with her, you know, just talking to her. And I said, I'm sorry. It might have been a little weird and stuff like that. So I started to explain to her, well, God just had me feel everything you were feeling. I just felt like you were in pain. I just felt, you know. And I just wanted to tell you that God just loves you so much. And next thing I know, she just, after hearing that, it's like she just opened up to me, and she was just like, actually, I have been struggling. My father, her father had just gotten shot in the leg a few months ago. And you can imagine your father getting shot in the leg. You were like, oh my goodness, my father almost died. You know, she's 17 years old, and she has two jobs. And to think that she was able to open up to a random stranger, that was just completely amazing to me. And I knew that that was God showing me, you did the right thing by talking to her. And it was the best experience of my life. And I also had, I was able to share my testimony, which was absolutely awesome. I could not believe, I wasn't paying attention because God was like all over me, and I was like anointing, like, you know, sometimes you get blind by the anointing. And next thing I know, when I get done with my testimony, I look into the crowd, and there are faces, like, just those really ugly crying faces, like, people came up to me, and they're like, that touched me so much. I knew that I know what you're going through, and blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, oh my goodness, God, I didn't know my testimony was that powerful. Like, you know, and there was just so many things that God has done this week and in this whole entire thing. It blew my mind know that I will be doing this for the rest of my life. This is where God has called me, because it was such an amazing experience, and I just, it was awesome. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Awesome.
Amen. Well, this next individual I know is very nervous, and if he stutters, don't count against him. He had to write it, but he learned a lot of things, and God did a lot in his life. So I want you guys to help me welcome Colin Miller, one of our middle schoolers, to the stage. Let's go, boy. We ain't got all day. Man, I love you, big man. Not only that, but he learned how to dance. Did y'all see that up here? Amen. Well, we've got two young ladies that are very bold, and I'm telling you what, I love it when they are in the altars. I remember the first night they ran, Pastor John, that girl gave her heart to Christ. And I was just so excited. But can you help me welcome up two familiar faces as Leandra and Leandra come up and share what they encountered? And you both got to share something. Amen.
The way we came out, it was Leandra, then Leandra, just so Pastor John knows. Not Leandra. But anyway, so on the mission trip, we had a day that we could go to the mall, as Dallas said. Emotional at the end. So I was in Champs, it's a clothing store for guys and everything, and I was buying some socks for my dad and my brother, and these three guys came up to me and they were like, "Hey girl, looking good, what are you doing here?" And I was like, "I'm on a mission trip with my church and I'm sharing the love of Christ in the mall." And they were like, "Oh, we want what you got." And I was like, "Oh really?" And they were like, "Yes." And so I was like, "Well, to get that, you have to accept Jesus into your heart." And so they were like, "Well, how do we do that?" So I led them through the sinner's prayer and everything, and they were like, "Well, can we do it again? But we want to make a rap out of it." And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Any way you want to express your love to God." So they did it, and God started dealing with them, and I was walking through the mall, and I saw them again, and one of them was crying. And I was like, "What are you crying about?" And he was like, "My mom's in the hospital." So I was like, "Well, we can pray for her, because God's love and his anointing will touch people wherever they are." So we started praying for his mom, and he got a phone call, and she was doing better. So they were buying things for her, Bath and Body Works and everything. And so I was just amazed how God can touch guys or anyone in the mall in their own unique way. So that's that's what happened for me on the mission trip. So, yeah. For me, I was at the church we went to on Sunday. And Pastor Don was telling us, you know, be careful, you know, when you pray for people and stuff, you know. If it's like adults, just to have another adult come and pray with you because you don't know what it is. And all the adults were praying for other people. And I was by myself. And this couple came up to me and they were like, can you pray for us because we have homosexuality in our home? And I was like, that's John. Right? And I didn't, know what to say. But I was praying, God, help me. By it, and they felt that God, loved them even though that was going on in their house. So they were praying for their family and stuff. So that was happened to me.
Amen. Love you, girls. Just to let you know, the church we went to on Sunday, Common Ground, is a Vineyard church. The senior pastor used to be a youth and children's pastor at Oleander Church God years ago when I was a kid, and just a great man and woman of God. But they're in the inner city, so they do outreach every week, and people from the streets will come in and get ministered to. We prepped our team to be ready, and our adult leaders, and I'm telling you, I was very proud because they dealt with some tough things and prayer requests and let that place change. So we're going to give you an opportunity to hear from one of the leaders now. I'm telling you what, God really shook this gentleman and opened some incredible doors. So I want you guys just to hear from his heart, but I'm going to welcome Brian to bus as he comes up here. Share some, just want to let you know he really is a kid trapped in like a man's body. So
my testimony comes from Sunday morning service. Two services there were almost like night and day. PJ said it's an inner city church, and a lot of people off the streets, very contemporary church, very warming. It's just kind of a different atmosphere for myself, and I know a lot of our team. It didn't look nothing like this. But in that first service, myself and a lot of the team got the opportunity to speak. Speak hope into just so many different people for so many different reasons. One individual or one couple that I was come to me to pray for their marriage. As soon as I got done praying, they were holding hands, and he was just like, let me get out of here. Let me get away from him. And she finally let go of his hand, and he left. She stayed, and I continued to minister to her, and I just seen wall after wall after wall fall until eventually what the Holy Spirit put in my heart to say got through, and it was just an unbelievable feeling. And then as we moved on into the second ministry, Pastor John kind of put me on the spot a little bit. He gave me the opportunity to share real briefly part of my personal testimony. When we all got, when it comes to the altar call, that my testimony reflected so many different people and touched so many different people, right down to the senior pastor of the church, because he had a miracle happen in his life in a motorcycle accident. He shouldn't have been here today either. So that was just amazing to me that I can, as a young man of Christ, that I can still touch senior pastors in the church. That really meant a lot to me. Gave me a word of hope far beyond where I was at.
Now, I do got to share, because he beat his time, so I got 2 minutes. I can brag on you, right? All right. If I had the picture, I forgot I should have put this picture up there, Pastor. Oh, this gentleman got a manicure in the mall while he was witness to two Jewish women. And I said, it better have been worth it. But he was able to minister, and he got a haircut. I didn't know what hair they cut, but he got a haircut. And when I come back by, I said, well, I'm going to go look for some shoes, and I'll come right back. And because we were traveling, watching the students, trying to document, and Jake, the other youth pastor with me, and we were trying to just absorb what all the groups were doing. Every group had a leader, and they're going through the mall. And when he came out, finally I went over, my wife came and met her, and I look over, and he's got some of the hairstylists out there in tears, crying and praying. And I'm telling you what, we had a good day at the mall. I don't know about you, but we see some lives come to Christ that day at the mall. I mean, that's amazing. So next we've got a young lady that, I'm telling you what, God's been doing some amazing stuff in her life. And I'm telling you, she was ready for this trip. And we had a lot of students excited, but this lady was pumped for this trip. And I want you guys to help me welcome Raquel as she comes and shares what God did on this mission trip. Y'all don't walk faster. I'm going to have to add a minute to every testimony.
Hey, guys. Well, before this trip, I told God I would surrender everything to Him. Even certain people that meant a lot to me, even doubts and worries that I hold on to, I just said, God, I give this all to You, even if it hurts to give it to You. I know it will be worth it. So I surrendered everything, and on this trip, it was just like in the air. Like, I felt like God just opened a huge door to Him, that I could reach Him. And just the eyes that I met with Him. Like, there was this young kid in the front, and I know we're not supposed to pray with guys, and I didn't, but I just had to give him a word. God kept telling me to. And he just looked so tough. Like, he didn't want to open up or anything, but I just went up to him. I'm like, God really wants me to tell You something. And I just looked in His eyes, and I just started crying, because I felt that same pain. It was just crazy, but I ended up telling him something about God. He was touched, and then a guy came over to him and prayed with him, and he got just blessed by God. It was just amazing. But other than that, I was going through hurt with my dad, who's not saved, and I was just like, I can't perform these dramas, God. I'm not good enough. Why am I chosen to do this when I'm nervous? I feel like I'm just going to embarrass myself. And then the last day that I was supposed to be in the drama, it was just like a breakthrough. Like, through that drama, I was supposed to let it all go instead of holding on to the pain, just letting it all fly up to God. And through that, people just felt that. They felt the chains fall off of me and fall off of them. And it was just beautiful. But I can't explain everything God did, because I'd be here forever. But I'm so thankful. He's everything to me, and I trust Him with my whole heart that He's going to provide everything and anything for me, for all of us.
Amen. Not only that, but I'm just going to brag on her. God had her an amazing blessing when she got home, as someone gave her an F-150. Come on, somebody. All right, we want you to hear from someone on the worship team that actually came in late. He had to work, and he came in the last day or so, but just that one day just really impacted. So I want you guys to welcome Big Brad as he comes up here and shares something that really touched him on this mission trip. He's one I got to worry about speaking too long. No, I'm just kidding. Come on, Brad.
Well, like I said, I came in late, so I missed a lot of the ministry days. You know, Thursday, then went to the mall. I was working. And Friday was amazing, or Friday whenever they went to the mall. You know? So, anyways, it was really awesome coming in Saturday because I didn't really know what to expect, you know, because you come and, like, I've gone overseas and seen amazing things on missions trips, and I've done a couple, like, in-state missions trips and stuff like that, and they haven't always been, like, amazing. So I was like, all right, this is going to be fun, you know. But Saturday night was just absolutely, you know, amazing. I mean, it was just, as soon as the first song we started playing, I mean, God's, the presence of God just completely filled the room. And you just start seeing people just getting absolutely wrecked. And it really starts to mess with you when it's like, okay, God, I did not have these expectations, you know. And, like, stuff just, like, wasn't working out, you know. And it was, like, it makes you nervous. And then you just get up and you just start. And then it's just, like, there's just a shift that happens, you know. And everything falls into place. And there's something about, like, missions trips, you know. Like, people that haven't really been, you know. Like, if you really, really want to encounter God, like, have God use you in something like a missions trip, you know, because you're stepping out in boldness, you know. Like, there's kids like Colin who had his relationship with God based on what his parents told him, but he never really knew God. But when he goes somewhere and really experiences God and let God use him in a mighty way, like, he knows that God is real and that God can use him, and you know, there's so many things that happen, you know, and it's just absolutely amazing. So that's pretty much what I saw, you know. I mean, it was so amazing just to watch all these kids just grow so much, you know. It's amazing what God can do in a week, you know, in a couple days. Just, it brings you, you know, so much higher in God, and people just getting absolutely, you know, trashed, you know, in the spirit, you know. So anyways, so that's all I gotta say. So
he meant trashed in a Holy Ghost way. Let me summarize that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, the student language changes every year. It really does. All right, we've got one more testimony, and then we wanted to show you, the youth pastor was so gracious to soak up, and I'm telling you what happened. You know, this is our third Awaken Alive, and every Awaken Alive has gotten more intense and more intense, and I've only been home for 3 work days. And I've already had youth pastors calling me, hey, these students are fired. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And God's really stretched me and helped mentoring a lot of youth pastors on the East Coast. And they're moving forward. And I'm seeing great growth that I like. Students, I've gotten emails and Facebook messages from parents saying, I just want to thank you because I've never seen this, but my son, my daughter has consistently opened her Bible every morning to get into God's Word. And one humorous one kid came to his mom and says, I just want to let you know the Bible's depressing. She says, why? She says, I've read about Moses, he died. I read about this guy, he died. I read about David, he died. So someone Facebook back says, well, just thank God you're awake and alive. And so I'm telling you, you'll never know the impact of just speaking what God puts in your heart or loving on someone that God's put in your path. And that's what we've seen. So I want to give you one more opportunity of a middle school girl. Well, she's high school now. As she comes and just shares real quick, Miss Kelly Davis, she comes and shares something about the mission trip.
One night, we were in worship, and not exactly.
spoke to me what I needed. And it was really just to let God use me and not to really think of myself in my brother and sister's shadows.
I told them all to be ready, but I know some of them you got to put on the spot or they won't. They'll freeze up. Hey, we're doing on good time. Can I do one more? All right. I have, we actually, God put a unique team together. That was a perfect team. And, Miss Annette, if you come, I want Miss Annette to share because, she's not necessarily a youth leader or anything. She was kind of an outside mom that came in that God just placed to help us on this trip. And, she got to look and see what God was doing in a different perspective, not knowing all these kids from growing up and what God really did over there. And their family is fairly new to our church. So I just want her to share real quick, briefly.
Oh, there's so much that God did and just showed me. And as a parent, the one thing that I just want to share is how we have shepherds. And I've learned that Pastor John and Pastor Ronnie are shepherds. I've learned the difference between a pastor, a good preacher, and a shepherd. And I've never felt so protected on a trip before. I was a youth leader at another church. And I felt like I was on a vacation on this trip because I felt so protected. And Pastor John made sure that we were all taken care of above himself. So parents, you know, your children have the opportunity to go on a trip. You can definitely feel confident and comfortable knowing that they're going to be taken care of, that they're not going to go anywhere by themselves. Two things God really did in me at the last church on Sunday morning. We were praying for people, and I had walked up. There were two of the girls just praying, and I just kind of stood over this lady, and I just looked at her, and I was like, okay, God, why am I just staring at her? And he's like, just look at her. And I'm like, okay. So I'm looking at her, and I could just see God pouring oil over her. And he was just pouring it out over her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And I was like, okay. And he's like, tell her. And I said, I see the Lord just pouring oil out over you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And then I just started praying for her, and I heard the Lord say, tell her my grace is sufficient. In her weakness, I am strong. And I prayed that over her, and then just a few things, and I just, you know, whatever the Lord had put on my heart. And then I left, and the other girls were around and everything. And I knew that after service, I had to talk to her. I just knew it. Well, she went around to all a couple of the girls to find out who had prayed for her. Come to find out, she asked God to pour oil out on her. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient, in your weakness I am strong. So I was hearing, it was just a confirmation that I was hearing from God exactly what she needed to hear. He used me. And then God also blessed me because, this is kind of a side note, but my heart, he did it for me. I had a student who was also one of our youth who was in a horrible situation, and the Saturday night service, this child was removed from her home several times. Her dad was a meth head, and she watched her mom almost get killed by her boyfriend. And after service, mind you, this girl would not even be able to stay in service, like for half of a second. She'd be like screaming and running out the doors. After service, and it was that service where there was no worship, I mean, there was no preaching or anything, this young lady came up to me and looked at me and said, don't you recognize me? And I looked at her and I was just like, oh my gosh, she was in her sound mind. And the youth pastor, the regional youth director, was adopting her and her brother. So it was just, to me, it was a miracle that God just, because she had been so heavy on my heart, that God just showed me that she was taken care of. So, but thank you so much.
I didn't know she was going to say all that. Just to let you know, that young lady she was talking about used to live in Citrus County, and through the program and movement, Jason Wright adopted her in Titusville at J.C. Weeks Church. So that was really cool when she just showed up out of nowhere. So tonight, this is what we want to do, and we want you to just get a clip. So we've got a condensed version of the mission trip. There's no way we could put everything because it's hours of footage. But we took about 10, 11 minutes. The youth pastor condensed this and sent this video over to us. So they're going to fade the lights. And we just want you to take a look at the day-to-day interaction from the morning we woke up to the Bible training we did to the things we did. Check this out. You can fade those lights.
Oh! Trying to keep my mind focused. Came 40 deep, clicked up. Crew love got them looking at us crazy because we so turned up. Yeah, homie, I'm turned. I ain't popping, rolling.
There is freedom. than before. I want to jump higher than before. I want to shout louder than before. Come on, say,
amen. Just a taste of what our Jam Session Student Ministries did on their missions trip. And I think it was a huge success. How many of you are proud of them? Come on, give it up. Good job, guys. Good job.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. and again in the evening at 6 p.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.